some report cards were kind of in between and some weren't so good. Did you have that experience as well? One thing with report cards is that Bill saying, no, at my every single one was perfect that I had. Pretty much on every report card that I received, there was something that needed to improve. There was something, right? There was something on that report card that needed to improve on. We're going to hear something remarkable about Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 37, where it says this. The people say, the crowds around Jesus say, he has done everything well. So what we learn here is Jesus has done everything well, and how awesome it is to know that he's the center of our church. He's the foundation. He's the cornerstone. That's what makes us perfect as people today living in a fallen world. It's that Jesus is our cornerstone, and he had the perfect report card, and he shares that perfect report card with us. A special welcome to those of you who are viewing with us online as well. We know that we've got people in different places and spaces worshiping with us this morning, obviously here in person, but we have those viewing with us online. And then out in the parking lot too, I know that there are more and more people worshiping out there. They're going to receive communion later in the service as well. I hope that everyone in here in the service did pick up a communion package, because we are going to be communing together towards the end of this service. If you didn't, just raise your hand if you didn't get communion package, and Trudy or Ellen can kind of get that to you here before we begin. I'm getting some feedback. And I know if I'm getting feedback, people are hearing it too. Just some announcements to share before we begin that are important. First off is that tomorrow is Betty Hagen's memorial service. That's Monday, September 6th at 1 p.m. out on the patio. There's going to be a light reception to follow after that memorial service. And then what I would also share with you is that next Sunday is a change here at Peace. In that we're going to fall winter hours, which means 9:45 Bible study for all ages. Our youngest age, the elementary school age, 3-year-old all the way to 5th grade, that's going to be online to start the year. But all the other ages are represented here with a Bible study of some kind here at Peace. And then worship shifts to 11 a.m. Next Sunday. Next Sunday is also significant in that we are introducing the Being Challenge. And I'm prepping us for that today in my message. What is that about? Reading that book and being a follower of Jesus? What is that about? We're going to be going on a journey to deepen that connection with Jesus, the Being Challenge, just in about a week. I think that does it for my announcements. I know we have a really, really important one today. We have Clara Stanley with us, and she's got something to share with us, a fundraiser that really goes to support Philomath Athletics, especially the volleyball team. So Claire's going to come up and share some details about that here. Claire, good to have you here with us this morning.
I'm part of the Philomath volleyball program over at the high school. And this year, our varsity team got into some tournaments that we've been on waiting lists for. So we're doing some fundraising so that we can pay the entry fees and stay the night up in like Sisters and Portland, places that are a little bit far to drive at like 4 a.m. So we're planning on just staying in hotels or Airbnbs. And the money that we fundraise would go towards paying for that and paying for the entry fees, as well as some new equipment. We're hoping to get like some new nets, and the balls that we're using in practice are very, very old. So we're saving up to get some new stuff like that. So I'm selling pre-made frozen cookie dough. There are 6 flavors, including chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, and like white chocolate macadamia nut. They're $20 a box, and in every box there's 2.5 pounds of cookie dough. They will come in at the end of September, and I'll just bring them here at the end of one of the services and be outside or in the fellowship hall, and you can come pick them up then. So I'll be outside after church if you would like to order. Thank you.
Great job, Clara. And she failed to mention 0 calories. and the cookie dough. So yeah, be generous. You know, we want to support Philoma Schools and Clara and the team. So we want to buy cookie dough right after church service. She'll be right outside the front doors. I saw another hand. Carol? And that would be zero calories. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, Carol, you're no fun. Yeah. But truthfully, that is a way to do it, is just to donate directly to Clara. I think that she accepts money donations. I think so, right? Yep. So you can do that too. Go the zero calorie approach. Let's begin this morning with our opening song. That is Great is the Lord. By the way, for our online viewers, I know people in here know this, but we're being led in music this morning by Karen and Nora Stanley. They're singing, and then Colleen Schultz is leading us on piano. We're thankful for their offerings, their talents, offering them here at church each week. Let's begin with that first song, Great is the Lord.